Catherine, I'm going to read you one of my favorite YouTube comments that I read on an Alien Ant Farm music video.
Okay.
All right. Early 2000s music is like being stuck in a never-ending perpetual American Pie movie.
I love it.
It is. I told you, on brand.
It is
on brand. On brand. Before we get into today's news, we would like to highlight a GoFundMe for Breonna Taylor. It is called Justice for Breonna Taylor. And their goal was to raise over $500,000. And they've raised over $5 million. So applause for that. For those who don't know, Breonna Taylor was wrongfully murdered in her own home due to a no-knock warrant that cops got. And it was the wrong house. And they killed her. And she was a medic. And it was murder that has yet to find justice. And this is a fundraiser for that. So I'm going to read an excerpt from the GoFundMe. We are thankful for the offers for donations. My sister and niece are too proud to say it, but this is a tough fight and it does take a toll. They're both hard workers. They're missing out on some work and sleep in the fight for justice. We do not expect anyone to donate to this cause. Your voices are being heard. That alone is so powerful. So this is for... Go ahead. So this is directly to the family of Breonna Taylor. So we will be posting a link along with this episode. So please donate whatever you can. And we will post more things in relation to Breonna Taylor all the time. Because I think that's one of the hugest injustices we've seen in a long time. It's a goddamn tragedy.
Yeah.
And so we will now segue into some news. Lady Antebellum. Let's put boo noises for this fucking band.
Well, I know how you feel about Lady Antebellum.
Oh, yeah. So, formerly Lady Antebellum, they have now changed their name to Lady A. Because Antebellum means before war in Latin, and it was used as a Civil War reference to the architecture of plantain houses.
Oh, that's an
oof. And they only called themselves that because it sounded cool.
To be fair, though, Lady A sounds like an old person's way of cursing without cursing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Lady A.
So,
you know what I mean?
So
like
prior
people
to,
say fucking A.
So Lady prior A. to record... please don't. So prior to recording this, I stumbled across a new article saying blues singer Lady A criticizes Lady Antebellum name change in new interview in quote, "I'm not going to let this happen to me." Because Lady A is already the name of a black blues singer, Anita White, based out of Seattle, who records under the name Lady A.
For can more someone than say colonizer?
Colonizer. And she's been recording for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
They should just fucking quit. Lady Antebellum should just not be a thing anymore. Just call yourselves by your last names like Crosby, Stills, and Nash did. How fucking hard is that? So, white people once again stealing from black people. Let's cancel Lady Antebellum, Catherine.
Let's cancel her.
Let's cancel Lady Antebellum. Let's fucking do it. In
fuck
a more
the
positive,
colonizers.
More positive note, your girls, the Dixie Chicks, have a new release date for their album.
Wait, what? I didn't know this.
You know this? They have a new release date, July 17th.
First thing you should know is that I barely am keeping up with current events, and obviously there is a main current event that is currently taking up most things. I'm
the
not
world.
Seeing a whole lot else. I'm not on the internet much right now. I just work and sleep and occasionally pop on Twitter, decide that's enough for the day.
You're in a bunker. Off.
And Instagram. I occasionally pop in on Instagram as well.
Yeah, so they have a new album release on July 17th. So mark that shit in your calendar.
Finally, I have a reason to live again.
They look really good, though. Like,
do they?
I've seen like recent pictures. They look pretty good.
I do love them. Oh, my God.
I'm actually looking forward to this. I'm really and am interested what it's going to sound like. Because they've been hyping this shit up for a while.
That's the best news I've had in a while.
And the show, Cops. As we know, Cops, you know, mm-hmm. pretty relevant hot topic these days, I would say. The show Cops was canceled after 30 years on television.
Oh, because Good
was canceled. Fucking finally. Because fuck the cops, you know? Fuck the police. What the fuck? I don't know why it took them that long. So, what is annoying, Catherine, this week? I feel like you've got plenty.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. So I'm like, how do I choose?
Pick one.
Oh, so this is something that's happened to me three times this past week where I'm at work and the phone rings. And so I answer it because that's part of my job. Mm-hmm. And the person calling says, oh, can you hang on for a second? And then puts me on hold for a few minutes to come back and be like, I can't talk right now. Can I call you back? You called me. Anyways, that's happened three times this past week. All different people.
Amazing. If you're curious about the background noise that's happening over here, my fiance is cooking dinner and it smells great. So, speaking of smelling great, let's talk about the 2000s.
Ooh, yeah, not your best work.
I'm slacking, man. I'm slacking these days.
Yeah,
I'm
you really need to work on your segues. You're
I'm trying.
You've really been disappointing me lately.
I'm trying.
I'm not mad, just disappointed.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Mom. I'm going to open our topic today with a quote from someone. I don't know. If Simple Plan are a poor man's Green Day, the All-American Rejects are a poor man's Simple Plan.
That checks out, actually.
I'm not going to argue, but I will say it's still good. It's still good. So this is a little,
I am a poor man.
I am poor, I am poor man. Are you a superhero poor man?
That's me.
You try to get rich, but you just end up being more poor. That's your power.
Honestly, that's the mood.
The power of poverty. Mm-hmm. So this is a little weird because I never expected to ever talk about this band ever when we first had this idea for the show. But I realized over the course that there's something massive and interesting about this band and how big they were and the amount of radio play that they got was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's a little off the path to talk about them because it was a band I never expected to talk about. And I do believe they deserve a lot of love for the 2000s and their music because it was solid pop punk rock. It was solid. It was catchy. Everyone sang it. You know, just because it's poppy doesn't mean it's bad.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If it sounds good, makes you sing, it's fucking good. Straight up.
Like, I'm going to just revert back to my defense every time someone's like, oh, you like blank? Look, I like to have fun.
Yes. Fun.
I like to have fun. Fun. Straight up.
F-U-N. F-U-N. It's a SpongeBob episode.
I never said my taste is superior. I just like to have fun.
Just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, that I do believe they are up there as one of the best bands of that era. They are up there.
I would say they're definitely one of the most iconic bands of the 2000s, in my opinion. 100%.
100%. Completely agree. Mm-hmm. So what's the first song you heard from the band?
I want to say it was Move Along. It was either that or Dirty Little Secret, but I think it was Move Along.
I think mine was Move Along.
Mm-hmm. Dirty Little Secret was the first song that I, like, really loved by them, though.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching that music video over and over and over again and being like, yeah.
I would definitely be talking about that music video because it's, to me, iconic, and I feel like a lot of 2000s bands and music videos and a lot of the stuff they did visually, if that was happening now, there would be so much viral content. There were so many good ideas back then. Mm-hmm. Not to say there isn't now, but there was so much content to be like, this could have gone viral on YouTube, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Like early YouTube wasn't much of anything but Chocolate Rain.
Oh my god, right, yeah.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't much of anything. Back then, things could go truly viral. I feel like nowadays, everything goes viral while at the same time nothing does.
I think we were still very dependent on the age of MTV and the radio. Yeah. Like, radio play was still big because Dirty Little Secret, Move Along, we fucking heard that. I heard that song everywhere. All the time.
Also, Gives You Hell.
Gives You Hell.
A little later on, but.
It gave me hell. So, this band started in 1999, which I had no idea when they were still in high school. I had no idea. And they're from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Choo choo. They released a demo when they were still in high school. and they've had the name The All-American Rejects since they were like teens, in which the lead singer, Tyson Ritter, would later tattoo on his chest. And I was telling Catherine earlier, that is a lot of confidence in your brand, to brand yourself as part of your band. Just in case people were confused. Like, could you imagine having to whip that out at a party? So backtrack a little bit. All American Rejects. They made an EP when they were in high school, which is, you know, applause to them for being so motivated and driven to
make one. I can't relate.
It was a small record label, and they sent it to a record label, Doghouse Records, and an intern found it in the garbage and listened to it, and they were like, oh, this shit sounds good. Gave it to the label owner. Boom. Record deal.
Damn.
That's all it takes, guys. Just make sure it's right next to an intern's trash can.
Yeah. And
you'll be huge in no time. And then they got a new drummer after their self-titled album dropped. Because their old drummer was not happy with, I guess, being in a pop-punk band.
Lame.
I guess. You know, boring. All right, let's talk about that first album. Let's talk about Swing Swing.
Because
I was listening to that shit.
Brings me back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Swing Swing, baby. Just swing away, George. Swing away. If you haven't seen Signs, I'm going to play a little bit for you just because I want to see that triggered face that we all know and love. Because I think hearing the song just brought back memories, man. It felt like fall weather, going to school with my backpack and shit, waiting for the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all it felt like. I don't know what Swing Swing kind of reminds you of.
What it reminds me of?
Yeah, like what does it feel like when you, like, just hearing a song? Like, what does it, like, remind you of?
It reminds me of riding the bus to school. Probably, I think, I want to say I listened to it the most when I was, like early high school. When I rode the bus when it was still dark, and I would chill and just, like, listen to music, and it was dark outside, and I just listened to the All-American Rejects and was like, yeah, life, you know? Because you know who understands, no one understands life like a 14-year-old understands life.
No one. You peaked.
Yeah.
You peaked at 14.
That was when I was the most aware.
Can you feel your bangs grow back? My hair is up to my eyes. It is, oh man. It is one of my favorite, catchiest songs ever. And it is on 7-inch vinyl, which I will find on eBay. I will fucking find this. It is catchy. They're really good at writing those catchy pop punk songs. And they were really consistent with it. For like the whole decade, basically, like that radio play is serious.
Mm-hmm. It was, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it is. It's still pretty fucking serious because I definitely hear "Gives You Hell" still to this day, especially in the mall. We should make a mall playlist. I think we should do a whole mall playlist episode.
Yes.
100%. That'd be pretty dope. Swing Swing. I'm just ready for hoodie weather. it's finally summer, but I'm just like, no, I just want to jump over this shit, just be hoodie weather.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't get fully experience hoodie weather because the winter was so mild here in Georgia. I mean, it was mild everywhere, but like in here it was even a little more mild than I'm used to. So I feel like I only wore a beanie like twice all winter, and that's just not right.
Whoa!
I know, right?
Only twice?
Like,
whoa!
It was warm. Like, it was colder end of October than it was in, like, December.
Yeah. What the fuck, man? Climate change. What can you do? Well, you can do a lot. You stop driving your cars. Yeah, I mean, Swing Swing, this was a hit. But it wasn't a hit like Dirty Little Secret was. But I couldn't help but find myself singing to this last night, like, in my head and just mouthing it as I'm, like, trying to research.
It still slaps. Like, it really slaps still. Cute slapping sound effects. Thank you, Jason.
So they had... I think, three hits off this, but Swing Swing was, like, the big one. Yeah. And I want to say I did hear this. I want to say this may be the first song I heard, but it's hard to remember 2002.
Yeah.
It's really hard. I did hear the last song. That one's okay, but you can definitely feel that angst behind these songs in this first album. You just feel that angsty. I love it. You know, I love it. I love angst. I think that's always an eternal mood.
Yeah, I know you do, Jason.
It's always angsty bros.
You never truly exited the emo phase, I think. You just became less external about it.
It's all internal, and we all seek therapy for it, you know. That's
You just listen to Grimes now. I saw you listening to Grimes the other day too.
Dude, always on repeat. Always on repeat. Always.
I know Grimes. You do.
Love this. That shit is so good. That shit, her new album is almost so perfect. I did listen to Chromatica. I didn't know what to expect from it. But because I went in completely blind, like, I was just like, I'm not going to listen to, you know, that one song. Was it Rain On Me? Is that what it was?
I don't remember.
Whatever. But I didn't listen to any of the shit she put out. I was like, I'm just going to do the whole thing in full. And it is my vibe. 10 out of 10. Fucking love it. It's up there with Fame Monster for me. That's just my opinion. Yeah. Please don't attack me. It's just my opinion. So this album went... So their first album went platinum in Canada and the U.S. Applause. For this band. And then we come to the main event, which is their best album ever, Move Along. And this is the summer of 2005. Let's go back to the summer of 2005.
Oh, geez. Do we want to do that?
Let's go back, bro. Let's go rekindle those fun times. You know, so these guys were coming off the tour. They were coming off tours with here. I'm just going to say these bands and let's see how your reaction is. The Academy Is, Rooney, and Motion City Soundtrack. Remember that band?
I just got really triggered. Oh,
oof. You get chills in your body. Motion City Soundtrack. What? I hate that name because I literally thought it was a soundtrack to something. I thought it was just like a theme band. I thought it was like a one-off, but it's that they were real. You know, it's like, oh, very disappointing. Summer of 2005, Dirty Little Secret dropped. Air horn sounds, please. This was heavy rotation on radio stations. TRL number one for 4 weeks fucking straight. You know, I feel like they should bring back this song for a TikTok theme. You know, just post like random secrets on like postcards, you know, that kind of shit. I feel like this is viral content that would work in this age.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. It's pretty up there. Like, I fucking, such a great song. I love the video too, with like all, like the warehouse with all the secrets and like.
It makes me want to go watch it again.
Yes, I think it's essential. I think it's like, I don't know. There's something, they're really good about making good catchy songs, but you know, like, there's a message behind it. You know what I mean? It's not just like pop for the sake of pop and just saying words. You feel like there's real thought into the lyrics and real thought into the music.
Yeah,
which I applaud them for. The music video is great. The Postcard Secrets, they shot in Allenstown, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And apparently the postcards in the video were posted by anonymous people on this website called Post Secrets, a project where users can create their own cards sharing their darkest, deepest secrets and posting them to the website without any names, any details, just people's secrets all over the fucking site. And the idea came to them when they were looking up the word for secrets, and they stumbled upon the website and were just like, oh, we should reach out to the website and see if we can use these postcards in the music video. And all the proceeds from that music video, they gave to a nonprofit called the Kristen Brooks Hope Center, a nonprofit which funds a suicide hotline. And after the release of the music video, the band sold the postcards featuring one bay, with the proceeds also going to the Hope Center, which is dope as shit and very wholesome of the fucking band. Because it was some pretty heavy secrets that were shown in the music video. It's some, like, heavy shit and, like, small shit. Like, I pee in the sink. That was, like, one of my favorite ones. That was, like, a secret. And there was, like, oh, there was one that was just, like, I don't believe I'll find love, you know. Like kind of small things like that, but it's heavy shit. I was like, they're so cool. You know what I mean? We stand a wholesome band.
We do.
Then Move Along. Dunna,
dunna, dunna, dunna. I think it's like arguably their most known song.
Yeah. Move Along. Yeah, I do have a funny thing about Move Along. I found as a fun fact that that was the theme for a Bionicle Lego set. Oh my God. For like a new set, and there were ads for it, and it just, there's something weird. I remember watching, I saw the ads and I was like, this doesn't fit. I don't know what the fuck it is, but Move Along was just heard all over the place, and it was just like, well, this band was all over the place. Like, you've heard their music in, like, reality shows, Laguna Beach, The O.C., which I kind of want to do an episode on. But I would have to rewatch The O.C. You have to rewatch it with me.
God.
I think you'd love that garbage.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so.
I think you'd love it, watching peak Misha Barton, you know. It's pretty good. No, not Misha Barton. Who the fuck is she? I don't know. I'm getting my names confused. So Move Along wasn't on the Billboard charts till 6 weeks after they released the song, which is weird. It's just like, oh, you realize this was a bop, you know, months later.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, so the Bionicle set, like, I did own a few Bionicles in my time because I love Legos.
That checks out.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed Legos. I built a Jedi. I built a mini Millennium Falcon once. I think I still have it in my parents' house. That took a few hours. Wouldn't it be funny if we did an episode on Bionicle? I've only seen memes of Bionicle.
I don't think I've ever seen memes about Bionicle.
There's movies.
Are there?
Oh, yeah, there's movies. There's one meme that says that the B in LGBTQ stands for Bionicle. No.
I hate it.
Oh my God, it's terrible. Don't quote me. That's just a meme I saw. This was one of the second to last songs they wrote, and they're like weird about like this and their last song they wrote in like a rush. They were like rushed to write all this shit, and it's just like, you guys are fucking procrastinators. It's maybe why we can relate to their music so much. They just fucking procrastinate all the time. And the music video is just about, it's really cool. Like, Have you seen the music video for Move Along where he's just in the middle of the frame?
I have.
And, like, it's been it's just a while, changing. Though. Yeah, he's like a doctor working in an office. It's just like crappy life and shit. And he falls into the empty pool, which is it's a really cool music video and relatable as shit for anyone going through shit. Great sing-along anthem. You know, that's all people love is just to sing along. Everyone mm-hmm. loves it. They even played this song at an Obama rally in Chicago. Really? Yeah, I think they played it during his, they played it early during when he was in Chicago when he won the presidency in 08. I was just like, that's a song to cue him to.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an interesting choice, but.
you just hear like, oh, he became president. Then you just hear, move along. Is it like, like, what the fuck? it's the last thing you ever anticipate. You know, it's like if Obama won and like he came out to Korn or something.
Oh my God, that'd be the if I ever became president.
Yeah, let's talk to the freak on the leash, Catherine.
I love that. Oh my God, for me.
And of course the classic. It ends tonight.
Oh my God, when you feel like being
when darkness turns to light,
it ends tonight.
Boom. Let's end the episode. That's it. That's it. We're done. I fucking love this song. It's such a great, great song. It ends tonight. This is a good fucking band. You know, this is a great band. And I think people should just show love to good bands. I'll stand by it. You know, they are a poor man, Simple Plan. But I'm just like, they still bopped out hits. You know? Like, and we shouldn't shame them for that. And they're still doing it. Mildly. It's not as good.
Walmart's a poor but man's still doing target. It. Doesn't mean you can't shop at Walmart.
They do support prison labor. They still use prison labor.
Yeah, well, I mean, boycott I never said Walmart. They were, all corporations are bad, and I stand by that. So,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're bad. They're all bad. Yeah. Go to your mom and pop shop. Are there mom and pop shop grocery stores, you know? Like a bodegas and shit, like small,
like where
Latin shops. I don't know, just in general. Because I went to the H Mart, good old H
there
Mart
might be,
today.
I don't know.
It was packed. There's so much meat, dude. So much Korean barbecue, Korean meats ready to be made. I really miss Korean barbecue. I bought some. I'm going to make some tomorrow.
That's very exciting. I'm happy for you.
Thanks, Catherine. Wow, I feel the enthusiasm.
I
can't believe.
I really want to go. I haven't done Korean barbecue in for so long. They're supposedly building an Iron Age right around the corner from me.
Yeah.
But, you know, then pandemic happened, so.
I think they should still, you know, just go during lunch. I've gone during lunch hour, and there's, like, no one around, really.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if they ever finish building it because, you know, pandemic.
Come on, they have to. It's important. It's for the culture. It's for the culture. So It Ends Tonight is an anthem. My fiance is agreeing with me. I saw her nod. It's fucking great. Now she just shook her head. She's like, what the fuck? No? I can't believe I'm getting married. This is crazy. As you can tell, that's where my notes
new
end.
New drinking game. Take a drink every time, Jason says. I can't believe I'm getting married.
Can't believe I'm getting married. It's crazy.
Every time Jason mentions the fact that he's getting married.
Stupid. It gives you hell. Gives you hell.
Yeah.
This song was in my head all night because it gave me hell. And I hope it gives you hell when you walk my way.
I hate you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's quite the power punk anthem. Gives you hell. They're such great songwriters with this shit. It's a lot of fun. Please listen to it. It is always a good time. And I just remember, I only know this. Well, I only like really love the song more because when in college I had a radio class and there was a specific playlist and it was everything we ever talk about of like just like emo pop punk bands in just one playlist, and that's all I would play as like, oh, here's a radio station, let's listen to It Gives You Hell by the All American Rejects, and I would play that constantly. Or like, the what's his band, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus or Weezer, you know, just shit like that. I would always play it. But It Gives You Hell was like the one that's just like, I don't think I heard that song till college.
Oh, really?
I want to say. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I heard everything from Move Along, but then I never heard Gives You Hell until college.
I remember that song right when it came out. I'm just like, damn. Like, I've never I've never even, like, gone through a breakup like that. But you know what? It's not going to stop me from singing along like I did.
Dude, it got you, man. You felt like you had, had a relationship. Just from a distance, and they never knew. You know, that's all being 13 was. Yeah, so All American Rejects, awesome, fun band. I ran out of time to do research, guys.
You can tell Jason's like, I got nothing else. This is all I got. I came with nothing to offer, so I got nothing either.
Came with nothing. All you did was bring flannel and small opinions.
Literally me. This is, write that on my tombstone, because that kind of sums me up as a person. I bring flannel and small opinions, and that's like my entire personality.
That sounds about right. Yeah. God damn. Yeah. I mean, I hope it gives you hell.
Again, you have some work to do, you know?
No, you got work to do. You have work to do. Don't tell me what I have to do, you motherfucker. Oh, man. What the fuck? Yeah. Fun times at Ridgemont High. So tune in next time when we discuss. Oh, any last words on All American Rejects, Catherine?
That shit slaps. I like to have fun. Therefore, I do support All American Rejects.
Is this your dating profile? What the fuck?
Yes.
I like to have fun. I like All American Rejects.
If you disagree, don't talk to me.
That's on your LinkedIn. Yeah. it's on like your cover. It's on like your
my
cover
dating
page.
Profile. That's my LinkedIn page. Come on, Jason. Get with the times.
Yeah, dude. That's your cover letter. I like to have fun. I like All American Rejects. Please hire me.
Exactly.
Or I will give you hell. Yeah. I mean, yeah, dude. Just love the band. Have fun. And it's that weather where we want to listen to pop punk.
It's true.
That like windows down weather. Scream those anthems.
It's true.
And this is that shit. Swing Swing is going to be playing when I drive home from
I wish
work.
I didn't work less than a mile away from where I live, because I don't have nearly enough time to blast pop punk from my windows.
I think that's the most painful thing, is not being able to blast music.
Yeah.
With your commute, you know. Like, it takes me 20 minutes, so I got plenty of time to blast Swing Swing.
Can't really.
Throughout our nation's capital.
See, soon, as I go home. I'm going to drive back to Virginia soon, and then I'm going to just make up for it in that one long drive.
Barron Trump is an All-American Rejects fan.
We've been new.
I could see that. I could see that. He's definitely screaming, you know, Dirty Little Secret at his parents. Terrible. Well, join us next time when we talk about the website that destroyed friendships or created them and was the spot for ranking your friends and then showing up to school next day for your friend saying, why am I not in your top 8? And we will answer that question on our next episode when we talk about MySpace. You must be really excited, Catherine.
Can I rank you on my top friends?
Can we rank our friends on our top?
Wait, but
eight?
We should only do the friends that exist in this podcast universe. So only the friends who've appeared on the podcast.
In our podcast cinematic universe. All right, that's good. We've had plenty of people on here. Yeah, I think I like that. It's a good idea. Yeah, we will also be joined by a special guest. I have formally asked Jim to join the podcast for that episode, and I think it's going to be fun.
That's going to be a mess. Tell him he needs to come with a list of friends to rank.
need to be like, I don't have any. Oh my God. If Jim, if you remember, if you're a real heavy fan of us, I guess you remember our Jersey Shore episode. He was there with us.
He sure was.
We'll talk about MySpace, and we're going to rank our top eight friends. And we'll never tell them.
Except unless they listen to the podcast, in which case.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. All right. MySpace next week. Enjoy. Be safe. Love each other. You know, don't be a dick.
Amen.
And listen to All American Rejects. Amen. Amen. Amen.